See, if we're working, we're working here. Praise God. To God be the glory. All over my life. All over my hallelujah. I just sense him and feel him all over my life. Sister Sheila said that, I believe. Amen. Hallelujah. You may be seated in his presence. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Master. You're worthy. You're worthy this morning. Bless your holy name. Glory to your name. Hallelujah. Bless your name, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Isn't he worthy this morning? We bless you, Jesus. Oh, we bless you, Jesus. We bless you, Lord. You said in everything give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ concerning you. We just bless you. We bless you this morning. Could have been in an accident on the way, but you spared us. And we give you glory. I know some of us think we're so deft at driving that nothing could happen, but somebody could have come across the line. Amen. Praise God. And you could have been driving perfectly. But God. Amen. 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 God, we give you glory. Ah, you keep on keeping me. And I thank you. Even this morning. Well, this time, and we say it often, and often is correct, T is silent, and I'm just going to put that out there. I digress. So y'all won't think I'm off. I say often. You can say often if you want. But oftentimes, we say that Minister Sheila is preaching before we come up. But she could have preached the sermon today. Now, we haven't talked. I don't think I've spoken to her this week. But if, when you hear the title of the sermon, you're going to know how on one accord we are. Amen? And how God is speaking to the body, not just one individual. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And I thank God for the praise team this morning. Amen. Amen. How great is our God. That's in keeping with the sermon as well. How great is our God. And then Sheila said, I don't mind waiting. That was one of Faith's words when we were there. Favorite selections. I don't mind waiting on the Lord. Because we would wait until the Spirit moved. Oh, y'all don't hear me. The Bible says they that are in the flesh can't profit anything. When you operate in the flesh, it profits you nothing. They that are in the flesh don't please God, can't please God. So why do we try to serve God in the flesh? Why would we try to minister in the flesh? I'm going to wait until the Spirit prompts me to move. Amen. The flesh profits you nothing, Jesus said in John 6. But it's the Spirit that gives life. John 6 and 63. Amen. So I thank God for confirming his word this morning already. Amen. And all I have to do is just kind of reiterate some of the things she's already alluded to. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Let's look at Psalm 23. And I know I did this last time, but just one verse. Glory. Hallelujah. 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 Woo, what a mighty God. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. 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 Somebody give him praise and glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Pastor said you can say it four times, so we got two more. Hallelujah. And one more time. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Woo!
Glory, glory, hallelujah.
Good God Almighty. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Don't let folk rush you now. Don't let folk rush you. Hallelujah. Football can wait. I'm glad the season starts today, but it can wait. Hallelujah. But we want to please God. Amen. Bible says, you know, I know we're to do things decently and in order. But the Bible also says, don't quench the spirit. Amen. Amen. Don't grieve the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Amen. Come on, somebody. I'm sorry, but I'm just about tired of suppressing praise. And I'm tired of suppressing the glory that I want to give to God because he's worthy to be praised. If some of you don't praise him, you lose your mind. If some of you hadn't praised him, you wouldn't be here today. It may not be for everybody, but it's for somebody. Go on and give him a praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hey. Hallelujah. Hey. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I said, if they didn't run around the church last week, they aren't going to run. Because anytime the pastor done battle with cancer, God heals him of cancer, and folk don't get excited, there's something wrong. My God, help me, Holy Ghost. Shoo. Disabuse some folk of a particular notion that he or she might have, or they might have. God's not impressed with your composure. Oh God. With your spiritual equanimity or balance, it doesn't impress God. But the way we impress God is when we give him the glory and we give him the honor and we give him the praise that's due him.
Hallelujah.
Bible says he inhabits the praises of his people. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, Lord, Lord. Some folk just prideful. You ain't got, I may not get back up here, but I'm going to say it while I'm here. While I got a chance. Listen, while I have a chance. I'm just. Watchman Nee, one of my favorite authors, says, he said, pride is simply people pretending to be something that they aren't. Amen. They have it all together, and they've dotted every I, and they've crossed every T, and they've been cerebral enough to get through the trial and the tribulation. And yes, God helped me along the way, but I made it because of my intellectual prowess. No, if it had not been for God on your intellectual side, you wouldn't be here today. God, help me, Holy Ghost. I'm going to try to get to this scripture. Amen. 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 Praise God. Pastor, giving honor to the pastors, all of them here. But pastor, they can get on me. They don't have to bother you. I'm saying it. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. But again, I'm just dovetailing. I'm just adding to what Sheila was saying, and she had no idea. So it's the Spirit speaking to the church. Amen. Let every word be established by two or three witnesses. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Stand to your feet, and if you can, stand to your feet, and I'm going to move on. But I've been wanting to do this, so I'm going to just do it anyway. Ladies and gentlemen, I present to some and introduce to others none other than the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. He's here and in our midst. Now give him glory, honor, and praise. Jesus. Shikarababashe. Sherarararishi. Hey! Hallelujah! King of kings, Lord of lords, the great I am. Hallelujah! A worthy praise. Hallelujah! Woke you up this morning, started you on your way. Give him praise. Hallelujah. Hey. Woo. You may be seated if you can. Glory to God. Shikarababashe. Sheke korandareishi. Thank you, Lord. Babashe. Shikoranareishi. Ah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen. He's worthy to be praised. Some of us will stand if a professor comes in the church. Oh, that's the distinguished professor. I'm not against the education. You need it to make it in this world or to make it to get a good job oftentimes. I'm not against it. But when it comes to the kingdom, sometimes you got to lay aside some of that stuff and say, I count it lost that I might win Jesus. We applaud everybody else, but we won't applaud the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Let me try to read a scripture here. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And they're going to talk about you anyway. Folk going to talk about you anyway. You can do everything to try to please them and they'll still find fault because they get in the flesh, just like we do. So they might as well talk about you for being a fool for Christ. Amen, amen. Give them something to talk about if they're going to talk. Amen. Call me crazy, but just put praiser behind it. I'm crazy, but I'm a crazy praiser. Call me crazy, but just put worshiper behind it. I'm crazy, but I'm a crazy worshiper. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Good God Almighty. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Spiritual things often a foolishness to folk that don't have the spirit. Yes. Amen. They can't get it intellectually. It has to be revealed to their spirits. Amen. Yes. Hallelujah. That's why you can keep on saying and talking and whatever, and they just don't get it sometimes. But God can shine the light on it. Yes. As he did for Saul before he turned into Paul, and he saw it. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Psalm 23:5 says, thou preparest a table before me. Some translation says for me, but thou preparest before me in the presence of mine enemy. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup. Shikarabashi. Shiradarishi. Hallelujah. Then let's go to John 10. And I'll just get to what I get to today. If I don't get to everything, that's fine as well. Because again, my sister already, she's already covered. John, amen. John 10, verse 7. Then said Jesus unto them again, verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers. But the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. Then finally, John chapter 7. Amen. Verses 37 and 38. Well, verse 37 and verse 38. In the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried and sang, "If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture have said, out of his belly or his innermost being shall flow rivers of living water." Amen. Hallelujah. We want to talk about the God of abundance and the God of the overflow. The God of abundance. The God of the overflow. Amen. David here writing in Psalm 23 says, "Thou preparest a table for me in the presence of mine enemies." I said, "Lord, how does this go?" Because he wouldn't let me go off Psalm 23 and go right to John 10. So I had to stay here just for a minute. But it says, "He prepares a table before me, right in the presence of mine enemies." But then I did a little research and I found that the word table there, in our modern day vernacular, might mean he prepares a feast before me in the presence of mine enemies. And I thought about this thing. Think about God preparing a table. Tell me how to spray it if God's preparing the table. I often talk to my wife about the Scott sisters. I would call you Scott sisters. I know you got some different names maybe now, but but one of them made me some cookies one time. Make you want to hurt somebody. Another one did macaroni and cheese, and I was like, man, my wife makes some good macaroni and cheese, but this was some macaroni and cheese. And then I look at Sister Sheila's Facebook and I start smacking my lips at some of the recipes she puts on Facebook. I'm like, honey, where did she get that from? And I thought about it, man, what would it be like to be at their house for Thanksgiving? Brother Herb knows, but what a spread it must be. Amen. But then I thought about how, from a spiritual vantage point, what a spread God puts out there on his table when he prepares it for us. May not be natural food, but he gives us spiritual food. He gives us everything we need that pertains to life and godliness. He has joy on the table. Then I can get some power. Yes. From the table. And when I sit to my left and look to my left, well, there's some peace on the table. Everything that I need is on the table. He's got power on the table. Hallelujah. He renews my strength at the table. He prepares a table before me, right in the presence of my enemies, in the presence of COVID. I can sit at the table in the presence of civil strife. I can sit at the table in the presence of wildfires burning all around us. I can sit at the table because God has everything I need. Yes. the table. He has an abundant spread. More than enough. Good God Almighty. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. You're the God of more than enough. The song said, you're more than enough for me. More than enough. Hallelujah. He prepares a table before me, right in the presence of my adversary. Hallelujah. Sickness might be all around, but when I sit at the table, I can pull up some healing. Say yes. Depression might be all around, but when I sit at the table, I can pull up some joy. Everything I need. God help me, Holy Ghost. Good God Almighty. Woo! Right in the front of my enemies. Right in front of my enemies, he prepares a table. Hallelujah. More than enough. I like Elder Sandy's testimony last week. She talked about how she needed a vehicle. And God sent her to the right one. Amen. And God didn't just let her get it and make payments, but he said, go on and get it debt free. So he's a God of more than enough, a God of abundance. But then she told me, she said, not only that, she said, when I'm driving it, I noticed that the hand for the gas never moves. It's so slow. In other words, my gas efficiency is much better in this vehicle than it was in the old. Now, I wasn't buying it for that, but God knew what you needed. He's a God of more than enough. And he said she'd been faithful driving from Powhatan to Richmond, sometimes several days a week. So I'm going to bless her with a vehicle now that lightens the load. She just wanted a vehicle, but God gave her a debt-free, gas-efficient vehicle because he's a God of abundance. She caught that. Some of y'all ought to be praising him even here. Look at the sanctuary. Now, I know a little bit about your story because mine was similar, going from hotel to suite and this building and that building. But look at you now. Woo! Y'all not having service in anybody's basement? Good God Almighty, not co-sharing, not sharing a building, but look at you now. She cut like that. Didn't have to come in and renovate. You just came in and consecrated. What God had done, because he's more than enough. He's the God of abundance. Amen. Gave you a beautiful sanctuary. Brother Herb told us last weekend, it's not over yet, because the second phase about to start now. Amen. Praise his holy name. Some... Ha! I'm laughing because some of y'all would have been just happy with a building. But look at God, a beautiful sanctuary, an overflow capability. He's worthy to be praised. And some land, your own, that you can do with what you want. God is able. Amen. God of abundance. Say yeah. I said he's the God of abundance. Somebody gave $10,000 just to do the foliage around the yard because he's a God of abundance. The last time you hear somebody giving a smaller church that kind of money, but when you got God on your side, if God's on your side, amen. Praise the Lord. See, he see Mother Scott and Pastor Linda up at 4 and 5 o'clock in the morning praying. Say, I'm gonna get, if I gotta move heaven and earth, don't give up, daughters, because I'm coming. I'm gonna come to your rescue. I see you praying for everybody else, but I'm gonna bless you in the end. Good God Almighty. God, I feel the Holy Ghost. Some of y'all can't get up at 10. They up at 4, 5 o'clock. Interceding. Praying. And God said, I saw that. I see that. And I'm going to bless your good measure. Pressed down. Shaking together. And running over. And I'm going to send you some crazy help. God, I feel the Holy Ghost. Woo! I'm going to send you a Pastor Mumford that will pray until his knees get sore. Good God Almighty. I'm going to send you a Sister Sharon that will shout, but she'll work to her fingers to the bone. I'm going to send you a Pastor Tony that will preach and not care what folks say. God, I feel the Holy Ghost. Ah, God, help me, Holy Ghost. Shoo. Sister Sheila, I may be omitting some folk, and Sister Lottie over here praying 2 and 3 times a week. Intercessory prayer. A lot of times they're the only one. And God said, you think I'm going to forget their labor? No, I'm going to bless them. And he has. God, I feel the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. He prepared. See? She. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. See, a lot of folk, most of the churches I know, they aren't even having services right now. Some are, but some aren't. But I'm so thankful that this was done diligently and from a shrewd, wise perspective. Yes. Yes. And thank God it's been going well heretofore, and we thank God for that. Yes. But God said, I'm going to bless you in the midst of it all. Other folk may close down, but because you were faithful then, I'm going to bless you now in the midst of it all. I'm going to prepare a table before, right in the presence. Come on, man. Hallelujah. Right in the presence of your enemies. Amen. You know, some folk just come to see. I'm all finished. Some folk come just to see. Hey, they remember when. Now God done bless you. They don't come always to come join. They just come in and look. But God lets them see that I bless them in spite of everything they've gone through. Come on, somebody. And had you stayed on the ship, you could have been blessed too. God help me, somebody. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Prepares that table before me in the presence of my enemies. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Then I think he says he anointed my head with oil. This may cause a little humor, but I've got to go there. Can't get around it. I can't get around. Wish I could, but I can't. The anointing the head with oil is not talking about just pouring a little oil. It really means, if you go back to the Hebrew and study it, it says to make the head fat. You make my head fat, David said. In other words, you expand my head. You pour so much oil, if you will, on my head that it makes it look larger than it actually is. Right in the presence of my enemies. Oh, we do a disservice to the kingdom sometimes, and it's okay for a church just to do the little cross, but that ain't the way God blesses us. That's not the way God pours. God pours an overflow blessing. He dumps the jaw on you in the name of Jesus. I think that's a disservice to the kingdom. Now always this little thing, and let me do this little thing, and let me do that, like we serve a little God. Now our God is a great and a mighty God. Thank you, Jesus. Matter of fact, the very name God, the very title, if you will, the very appellation, God, when you say God, it's redundant to say he's abundant, because the very name God or title God means abundance. Amen. Praise God. And I ask the question, who wouldn't serve a God like that, who created the universe? Hallelujah, who separated the day from the night. Who wouldn't serve God? Jesus like that. He anoints my head with oil. He makes my head bigger. Puts oil on it. Amen, praise God. And they say that that's what they did with distinguished guests when they arrived in that culture. Oftentimes they not only washed their feet, but they anointed their heads. But David was saying, he pours it on me. That's what Sister Sheila was talking about. Pour it on me, Lord. I don't want a little dab will do you. Pour it on me. Anyway, you bless me, God. I'll be satisfied. Don't just put the toe in the water, go swimming in the name of Jesus. That's frightened some folk, but go on and get submerged in the Holy Ghost, because a lot of us can't swim, but in the spirit realm. Whew. Pastor talked about it last week. Niagara Falls. I think I'm right about it. And he said they were just looking. But he said, I got a crazy wife or something like that. she wasn't just satisfied with looking from a distance. She wanted to get in the fall. Amen. And they went and got in it. Some folk need to get in the move, get in the spirit, get drenched. Stop standing at a distance. Get everything God has for you. Amen. Hallelujah. Wonder why Miss Fanny ran around the church. She couldn't help it. When the Spirit of the living God comes on and takes everything she has to maintain. Praise God. Because she's been drenched by the Holy Ghost. Praise God. My God, sometimes I feel like just going outside because I don't want to get into trouble. Just open the door, let me out, and give God a praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. My cup, he says, runneth over, or it overflows. The picture here is sitting at the table and a spread. A cornucopia of food, everything, a potpourri, all kinds of delicacies and abundance. And then his head is anointed with so much oil that it enlarges. Amen. Praise God. And that refreshes him as well. Amen. That's what the anointing is supposed to not only say your favor, but it refreshes you. But then he says, my cup runneth over. Meaning that the person, in this case God, fill his cup, not just to the rim or brim, but it ran over. Drinking so much that it overflows. Good God Almighty. So we see the type here of an abundance, a spread. Because God is a God of abundance. Because God is a God of abundance. But we also see the overflow with the anointing of the head. The oil running down and the cup running over. The God of abundance and the God of the overflow. That's who he is. I'm going to hurry up with John 10. But John 10, he says, Jesus said, I am come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. He said, a thief cometh. Not but for to steal, kill, and destroy. Now I'm going to get you a little upset here, maybe some folk, but I've got to put it in its proper context. The thief here is really not talking about the devil. Oh God, help me, Holy Ghost. He says, all who come before me are thieves and robbers. He's talking about false leaders and the Pharisees who took advantage of the people. Amen. But he says, compared to them, I am come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. I am come. His name is Jesus. And he came that we might have life and have abundant life. He came that we might have joy. He came that we might have peace. He came that we might have power. He came that we have everything that we need. Aren't you glad that I am has come? He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the resurrection. Good God Almighty. I'm so glad that I am has come. He's come to heal. He's come to deliver. He's come to set the captive free. I am come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. That's why I can't understand folk who never get excited, I'm sorry, about the things of God. Because when I am comes, doesn't it make a difference in your life? Say yeah. You get excited about Christmas. You get excited about New Year's Eve. You get all excited when something good happens in your family. And you ought to. But when I am comes, you ought to have some joy in your soul. Said I wasn't going to tell anybody. But I just couldn't keep it to myself. Said I wasn't going to shout for joy. But I couldn't keep it to myself because I am has come. And he came to give me life. Wait a minute. Not some dull, insipid, dead, dry life. But he said, I am come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. This joy, I said this joy, I said this joy that I have, the world. World didn't give it, and the world can't take it away. Hallelujah. Joy in the morning, joy in the evening, sometimes joy when the sun goes down. I got joy in my soul because he came to give me life, but not just any old kind of life, abundant life. Sister Sheila said it. She said, some folk looking at you will wonder, are you saved? And you don't have to be happy all the time. But every now and then, can you put a praise on your lips? Every now and then, can you give him glory? Every now and then, will you look back over your life and think things over? Won't you give him a praise and say, nobody but Jesus. Nobody but Jesus. He healed me when I was sick. He raised me when I was down. He brought me out. My God, help me, Holy Ghost. Oh, she karadasi. Who korababashi. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You know, I'm unapologetically praising him today. A lot of times I reel it in, but the Lord said, don't reel it in. Just be, somebody said, be who you are. Amen. That's what Sheila said earlier. Just be who you are. And I thank God for good teaching. But God called me to preach on Sunday, so I'm going to preach. I teach some other time, but God called me to preach. We need both. Preach the word, he tells Paul, tells Timothy, preach the word in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke with all, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. We need both. We need to teach him, and we need to preach it. How can they hear without a preacher? And how can he preach except he been sent? That's right. Need both. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. So call me undignified. Go on. But I got to preach the way God gives it to me. Say yeah. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name, because you don't know like I know what he's done for me. God help me, Holy Ghost. That's what they said to David. His wife said, you're a king out there leaping. I'm gonna mess with some. I'm coming in your wheelhouse about right now. You the king. God didn't anoint you. They just anointed you king, and you king, and you're going to be out there leaping and dancing as if you don't have any dignity and you don't have any sense. His retort to his wife was, it's between God and me. And I said, God and me, not God now. I'll put that out because it's right. But he says, it's between God and me. Amen. He said, you weren't there when I was tending to daddy's sheep. I'm just an old shepherd boy that God has made a king. You weren't there when he pulled me out of the muck and the mire. And now he made me somebody. I got to give him praise. Hallelujah. He's given me abundant life. You weren't there when my husband beat up on me. Y'all know I'll come to your house if he sends me there. You weren't there when my family members took advantage of me. Called me nothing. Said I wasn't gonna make it. But look at me now. God, he brought me out. And I'm gonna give him a praise because nobody but God. See, some of us don't have that testimony, and I don't have a problem with it. I mean, you had a pretty good life. But don't mind us that's been through heck and high water, and God brought us through. Excuse us just for a few minutes while we give him a praise. Hallelujah. Woo! Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. You weren't there when I was in surgery. You weren't there when I was in the doctor's office. And I didn't know I was going to come out. You weren't there every time I had to go back and forth to the doctor, fearing the worst. But look at me now. God has sustained me. And I will bless the Lord at all times. I'm going to give him praise. Great God of mine. Hey God, abundant life. Didn't just bring you out, but he brought you out all right. He brought you out, amen, with silver and gold. And you weren't even feeble when he brought you out. He brought you through the fire, but you don't even smell like smoke. Won't he do it? God, help me somebody. Amen. Lord, help me, Holy Ghost. I am came that we might. He came so we would have life. And not just life. Abundant life. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus, for abundant life. Amen. Even when it gets hard, I can tap into the life on the inside of me and press my way through. Say yeah. Hallelujah. Mother Scott's still pressing her way through. Amen. Husband went home a little while ago, but she's still pressing. Things ain't always easy. I know the body don't feel quite the way it did 10 years ago, but she here pressing her way through. Hallelujah. Because she's got abundant life on the inside. God, help me, Holy Ghost. Can somebody just say yeah to that? Yeah. Amen. I'm going to close. God, help me, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. 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 God of abundance. Amen. Hallelujah. And the old folks used to say he'd not only give you a little bread or a little toast, but they said he'll put a little jam, a little jelly on top when he bring you out. Amen. Oh, God, help me somebody. See, if I get too specific, folk gonna think, so I can't get too specific. But right now, you're doing better than you were. God, he brought you out. Thank you, Lord. Good God Almighty. Shukorababashi. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. He's not really speaking to stuff so much first. He's talking to your spirit, man. Amen. First. And then he'll bless you all around. Amen. If you can handle it. Some folk aren't blessed because you ain't speaking to people now. God, help me, Holy Ghost. Why is he going to give you more? Make you more arrogant. Hallelujah. But when you can handle it, he'll bless you. Amen. Reading he gave y'all this sanctuary at this time. Because he knew you weren't going to lose your praise and you weren't going to stop being humble. It's one thing I like about this church as I close, you're not pretentious. Not trying to be all haughty. You're humble folk. Amen. So when something's done, you know God did it. Amen. Hallelujah. And that starts at the pastor and it works its way down. Amen. God of abundance. And then John 7 talks about how, you know, Jesus was talking to the people and he said, in the end, out of your belly, out of your innermost being shall flow rivers. I think Sister Sheila said, talked about that too, of living water and overflow. Overflow in the name of Jesus. Something on the inside shows up on the outside. It has to come out. I remember a few weeks ago, Mother Scott said, she said, I can't help it. Hallelujah. I think the preacher was coming up, but there was still a praise in her mouth. And she said, I can't help it. It was the overflow. Sister Sheila, sometimes she's trying to tamp it down. But the overflow, hallelujah, praise God. Won't God give an overflow? Say yeah. Sometimes you're not in church. You might be in your bathroom. But when you think of the goodness of God and all that he's done for you, a praise overflows. It comes out of your mouth and you begin to give him praise. It's the overflow. Say yeah. Sometimes you're smiling and you don't know why you're smiling. It's the overflow. Your spirit is happy because God made a way for you out of nowhere. Stand on your feet and with your mask on, shout overflow. Say yes. Say yes. Overflow. Hallelujah. He was talking about the Holy Ghost. He said, and the scripture says right there, he was speaking of the Holy Spirit who hadn't come yet, but he was on the way. And when Jesus died and rose, the Holy Ghost fell on the folk. And not only did he fall on them, he got inside of them. And every now and then, an overflow comes out of the God's folk. Say, every now and then joy comes out. Every now and then power comes out. Every now and then the anointing seeps out. It's the overflow. Give him praise and glory. Shikaranareshi. Shekoranare. Shokobabashi. Sheke koranareshi. She called another. That's why folk run around the church. It's the overflow. They can't handle it. They can't contain it. It's like fire shut up in their bones. And after a while, the overflow kicks in. That's why folk dance when ain't nobody playing music. That's why folk shout when it doesn't seem to be anything to shout about. It's the overflow. Thank you, God, for the overflow. Wait a minute. I'm going to get in trouble. That's why some folk speak in tongues as the Spirit God gives utterance. It's the overflow. My God, help me, Holy Ghost. Out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. I didn't say you had to do any of that to be saved. Now, I didn't say that. That's not my doctrine. But it sure makes life a little better to walk in the overflow. Say yes. God, I thank you for the overflow. The overflow of healing. The overflow of deliverance. The overflow of power. Overflow us today, Jesus. Hallelujah. Why are you standing there? Good God Almighty. Shikorandarishi. Bokorandarishi. Korababababashi. God of abundance, the God of the overflow. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I told you, just in anticipation of what some might say. People say, well, God, it's not deaf, so you don't need to yell. I told you the response was, hallelujah, he ain't hard of hearing either. Amen, so you ain't got to whisper. He ain't nervous, so you ain't got to whisper. Amen, praise God. Hallelujah. Neither one of them makes sense anyway, because the Bible says, make a joyful noise. And you can't make noise anything but noise. I mean, I don't care how educated you are. You can't make noise anything but noise. Hallelujah. My God, help me. It's the overflow. See, sometimes we've got to debunk myths and disabuse folk of spurious teaching. And I'm about finished. Just because you matriculated at a nice university does not mean that you have the correct doctrine. My God, help me, Holy Ghost. Matter of fact, I like the one that Sheila said on Facebook that she went to. She said she went to Holy Ghost University. Some people, well, that's ignorant. No, what's ignorant is trying to do something spiritual in the flesh. So while I'm here, and I'm about finished, but I've got to disabuse folk of this foolishness. That you be a certain way to be accepted by God, or you're going to offend the masses as well if you become too animated. Hallelujah. God, help me, Holy Ghost. And God blessed me with a pretty decent vocabulary so I could speak to everybody. You know, I talk about the God of abundance, and I told Sister Sheila, and I'm about finished, I would share this with her. Amen. She talked about getting a word that she said today, I'm going to have to look up that word or something. But speaking to God, being the God of abundance, I used to have difficulty finishing my sentences. Even before I became a minister. And I prayed to God. And so he answered my prayer. He started me to read diligently. Read a lot of books. Took some courses. And when they tested me, they said your vocabulary is in the top 5% of all educated people in the world. Because he's a God. Of abundance and the God of the overflow. But that's God. Amen. Amen. So God can do it. But you got to unapologetically worship him and praise him and not be making excuses so you can appease the flesh of others. My God, help me somebody. Now, I'm not saying everybody's going to be the same. Some people cry. I know that. Some folk aren't the same. But don't worry about it. You just be you, but you praise him in your own way. But don't apologize. Amen. Because God chose, see this, we don't get it. He chose the foolishness of preaching to confound the wise. Supposed to be foolish. Watchman Nee said you can't preach a foolish gospel. Y'all may not like this in an intelligent way. You got to preach it foolishly. It all sounds foolish anyway. A God you can't see, but you're serving him. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. As you stand, we're going to pray. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So that's why Pastor Tony waves his hands and he'll show.